agenda, Jude 5. Because there's one very, very scary aspect of the wilderness. It's how few people are going to make it through. Book of Judah, verse 5, he says, "But I intend to remind you, though, you once knew these things, that Elohim, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, in the second place destroyed the ones not believing." Can you imagine? More than 2 million people came out of Egypt, saw that the 10 plagues, were saved through the death of the firstborn, marched out of Egypt praising Yahweh, went through the Red Sea as he parted it, the most amazing miracle in the history of mankind, of Yahweh's intervention. And yet only 2 out of 2 million. What's that? One over a million. And only 1 out of a million about made it into the promised land. How sad. How sad. Because all that matters is where you are at the end of the day. It didn't matter that if you were there on the night of the death of the firstborn and you didn't die. It didn't matter that if you were there when the Red Sea opened and you made it to the other side. It didn't matter if you were there when water was coming out of the rock and you got some. What mattered was whether you went into the promised land. That's the thing that mattered, whether you went into the promised land. And it's scary to think how few. In Luke 13, you know, this once saved, always saved, and everybody is going to make it somehow. It just ain't reality. And believe me, I'm a positive thinker. But if you think in unrealistic terms, that's not positive. That's the very thing that may happen what you don't want to happen. You have to be realistic in your thinking so that you overcome what you need to overcome and you do what Yahweh's will is in your life. But Luke 13 and verse 23 says, "And a man asked him, 'Master, are the ones being saved few?'" It's not a riddle, not a hard question. Pretty simple. Are the ones being saved few? "But Yeshua said to him, 'Labor to enter in through the narrow gate. For I say to you that many will seek to enter and will not have strength.'" Many will seek to enter and not have strength. The corresponding scripture to this is in Matthew 7. I'll read that one too. Matthew 7, verse 13. "But the ones that are being saved, few." And in Matthew 7, 13, he says, "Go in through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are the ones entering through it. For narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads into life. And few are the ones finding it." So it's not a game. We're talking about eternal life. And like I said, when the kingdom of Yahweh comes, even though whatever you focus on becomes most real to you, and whether it's the rent you don't have to pay, or the sickness that you might have, or whatever other trial you're going through. Now, not to diminish it, trials are real, and they're hard, and that's why we have Yahweh to intervene, and sometimes we just have to learn patience and endure through it. But one thing is certain, when the kingdom of Yahweh comes, all those trials will be gone. All this wickedness in the world today, we're never going to be talking about abortion and homosexuality and all the other evils in this world. They're not going to be remembered anymore. And that's why we have to really say to ourselves, what kingdom am I living for? Am I living for this world that's passing, or am I living for the kingdom of Yahweh? That's what it's all about. That's what the wilderness is about. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Verse 1. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shade of the Almighty. I will say to Yahweh, my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, I will trust in him. For he delivers you from the foul snare, from the destruction's plague. With his feathers he will cover you, and under his wings you shall seek refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. You shall not fear terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the plague that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction laying waste at noon. 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near to you. Only with your eyes you will look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you, O Yahweh, are my refuge, you make the Most High your habitation. No evil will happen to you, nor shall any plague come near your tent. For he shall give his cherubs charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, that you not dash your foot on a stone. You shall tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with length of days and will make him see my Yeshua. And you know, it's interesting, like I said, there's people that will say, oh, I'm banking on Psalm 91. But Psalm 91 is a promise to the obedient that are putting